charitable foundations, generous employee benefits, carefully sourced supply chains. There are businesses that have emphasized doing all these things for many years, often as an expression of their founders' values. Today, a new tool for measuring how much a company is doing and identifying what more it might do is promoting and supporting this approach by providing Benefit Corporation certification. Heather Paulson is a Mendocino-based consultant who helps guide companies through that process.
The clients that I've worked with have been on this journey for a long time. They are companies that are well-established, that have always been ethically values-based companies. So when they learned that B Corp certification was a thing, they thought, well, gosh, that is a great fit for us. That's something that we definitely ought to do.
One such client is the century-old Petaluma-based dairy company that has recently rebranded itself Clover Sonoma.
It allowed us to honor everything that the company has been doing for decades with its community service, its fair treatment of animals, the quality that it puts in its products, working with family farms, all the things that Clover is really about. But even more importantly, it allows us to put a roadmap for the future on what we want to do going forward.
Crystal Corson, Clover's director of marketing, says the certification process has helped them bring new direction to their Clover Cares philanthropic program. And they are focused inside their operations as well.
One of the biggest areas that B Corp looks at is how much attention you give to your employees from a benefit standpoint, from volunteering, how you support them in their lives. And this is one of those areas where we have always done that, but it's helping us add to that.
Clover attained its B Corp certification just before the end of last year. Fetzer Vineyards and Hopland first reached that milestone a little more than 2 years ago, but just barely.
You need a score of 80 or higher on the assessment to become certified. And when we finally finished our assessment, when we first certified in 2015, we scored an 80.5. And sustainability has been a core value of this company and had a lot of firsts in the wine industry and been doing so many things. For us to just barely reach the threshold was really exciting because it showed us how high those standards are.
That's Josh Prigge, who was formerly Fetzer's sustainability director. His title now is Director of Regenerative Development.
It was a title change to be more in line with the direction that we were heading as a company. And yes, our B Corp certification was definitely a part of that.
That's a small example of the numerous changes the winery has been implementing as a result of their initial assessment and their recent recertification process.
We've installed a new system using worms to treat our wastewater. We've installed a state-of-the-art smart water meter technology system that allows us to monitor and manage our water in real time. We've replaced all of our urinals with waterless urinals. We've started surveying employees on volunteer hours, and now that we're finishing our two-year recertification, we have another list of things to work on over the next 2 years.
Crystal Corson anticipates a similar future for Clover, and over time, many others as well.
B Corp is a growing movement, something that we believe in and hope will continue to grow. For consumers, it is really a nice way to see that they're supporting a company that does more than deliver their product. We love being a part of that and hope that more companies will do it as well.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.